You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. A new novel from Fresno-based author Tanya Nichols tells the story of an attorney, her young client, and how they must both deal with tragedies in their lives. Titled The Circle Game, the book is set in the Valley and was published this March. Tanya's work has appeared in the North Carolina Literary Review, the Sycamore Review, In the Grove, and the San Joaquin Review. Nichols teaches creative writing at Fresno State. And for the last 11 years, she also serves as the coordinator of the Young Writers Conference and editor-in-chief of San Joaquin Review, and she joins us now. Tanya, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Tanya, this is your second novel. The first one came out a few years ago, The Barber's Wife. How did writing this book compare to the first one?
The Barber's Wife is historical, and it required a lot of research before I could even jump onto the page. So I actually went to Oklahoma, spent some time there, researched medical information and also a lot of information about outlaws in the 30s. Took place in 1931 to 1932. So I studied a lot about Pretty Boy Floyd, one of the characters. This novel was less research-based. It takes place in Fresno and the surrounding area, and goes back from 1968 to 2005, back and forth, alternating by the chapters. So it didn't require as much research.
We often hear authors talk about how the second book sometimes is either a challenge or this it comes a lot easier than the first. Was either of those the case for you?
This is giving away a secret, but I actually wrote my first draft of The Circle Game first, before I wrote The Barber's Wife, and it was terrible. So I just put it in a drawer, and one day I just thought, I can see where I had that all wrong. And it took me about a year to completely revise it, reconfigure it, but it was the same story, just told in a different way. And then that was actually pretty exciting because it really taught me that sometimes work has to breathe or process before you can, I don't know, make it work. And so I pulled it out and dusted it off and turned it into this version of The Circle Game.
So tell me about Bernie Sheridan. What makes her tick?
Bernie is always on a quest for justice for herself, for every client, for everyone she meets, and she's partly cynical and jaded by her own childhood traumas and always wants to make things right for other people because she feels like she's been done wrong.
And she goes through a process of reconnecting with her biological mother. Every time I hear someone who's actually gone through this process tell the story, it's an incredibly powerful one. Did you draw upon things that you had heard from other people who had gone through that process? Tell me about that, since it's such a something without comparison in so many other ways.
Yes,
in our human experiences.
A friend of mine told me her story one day, and that was the catalyst for the novel. And like Bernie, she had been given up for adoption as a baby, and then her adoptive parents had a tragic death, and so she was given up a second time. And that was Bernie's experience. She was twice released from her parents. So that was where I got the idea. And then this friend of mine also reconnected with her biological mother. Their stories are quite different, but I did call upon this friend to talk to me about what it was like and if she felt any bitterness or resentment to, you know, for the woman who had given her up and those types of questions. So it was really interesting to discover that process through somebody else that I knew and cared about very much.
We're talking with novelist Tanya Nichols today. Her new book called The Circle Game was just published in March. It's available, and we'll be talking about that in a moment, how people can get the book. How much does the Valley factor into this novel?
Quite a bit. I love Fresno, and I love the Valley. I live here because I want to live here. And I wanted a novel set in Fresno. I feel like we have a lot of poetry, this valley is so rich with writers and just hard and beautiful landscape that I felt like it was really an important part of the story. And I just wanted a novel set in Fresno.
So. What's it like setting that book free? It's kind of like pushing a child off to school for the first time, or at least I can imagine. That's how I would think of it. You said that you wrote this originally some time ago and then completely reworked it. Tell me what that experience is like, actually saying, you know what, this is finally finished. I'm not going to do anything else to it. This is the work as it stands, and then opening it up to the rest of the world and to do with it what they will, including people on the radio.
It's absolutely wonderful and absolutely terrifying at the same time. It's the culmination of years of work, and I think that's the thing that many people, when they read a novel, they don't realize that it takes a very long time and a lot of hours and work and days. And to actually hold it and see your name on the cover and on, you know, on the spine of that book is so rewarding. I mean, there's just almost not words to say what that feels like. But it also is completely terrifying that your work is out in the world and you want people to like it, to respond to it positively.
The novel is told through the eyes of two different women, and not just in perspectives, but actually in a literary device. Tell me about your decision to approach telling the story in that way.
I wanted to be able to get into the mindset of both the birth mother, Julie Randall, and also the child as an adult, Bernadette Sheridan. So the only way to really get into both of their heads was to separate the story so that it was two different points of view. And it made it fun and interesting to shift the time from 1968 to 2005. So I actually enjoyed doing it that way.
Does that actually make it more interesting or more challenging for you just as a writer to deal with making all that come together?
Yes, and you do have to get the details right. And I can tell you, like, I caught myself all the time saying, well, that they didn't have that in 1968. She didn't have a cell phone. I don't think I use cell phone, but there were things you just have to check historically that they worked in that era. And so I found that to be quite fun. I like the research part of it.
You mentioned that you want to see more books written in Fresno, or about Fresno, novels specifically. When it comes to this place, what is there anything that you specifically wanted to highlight or provide some sort of commentary on? You know, the valley is so rich in its diversity, and its landscape is quite stark and beautiful all at the same time. The people here come from all over the world and have so many different pedigrees and backgrounds. What is sort of the valley to you?
The valley, it is all of those things. And, you know, there's just patchwork of lives and stories. And those stories, of course, fuel all the writing that goes on here. But part of that is my own complicated background as a child. My family moved a lot. And between kindergarten and senior year in high school, I changed schools 10 times. But there was this odd thing that we kept coming back to Fresno. Like, I began school here, and then we moved away, and then we came back to Fresno, and then we moved away. So that, in my mind, Fresno became home. This was my home. No matter where we moved, no matter where I lived, I always felt like Fresno was home. And so when I had a chance to come back here, I did. And so I just have a lot of, I don't know, connection with this valley, with the people, sense of place.
Was this something that you always wanted to do, to be a novelist? You got your MFA in 2004 from Fresno State. Had this always been on your radar, or was it something that grew over time?
It grew over time. But the idea of being a writer, I can look back and remember that I had these strange little, I don't know, fantasies of being a writer, but I didn't really know that was a possibility in my world. I had no concept that you could be a writer, and it wasn't a real job, and I needed something with a real job. And so I forgot a lot of that until one day when I was cleaning out my mother's home, I found a composition book from when I was 14, and it was from here in Fresno, Hamilton Middle School, and it was full of stories and poems and a note from my teacher saying that she hoped I would publish one day and she thought I might be a Fresno poet. And it meant nothing to me, you know, in 1970. But as an adult, when I saw that, I thought, I guess I was a writer. I forgot that I used to do a lot of this. And then you get busy.
Is that a similar experience to what you hear from your students at Fresno State in creative writing today, that they didn't know at some point that being a writer was even an option?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons I love the Young Writers Conference at Fresno State, is we bring high school students to campus for a day of creative writing. I don't think a lot of those students understand the possibilities until they actually experience it. And if we don't have creative writing in the schools, and many schools just don't have it, it's not a real possibility. It's just kind of a fantasy that somebody could write a book. So you have to make it seem real for them. And nobody made it seem real for me until I went to college that you could actually do this.
Let's go ahead now and hear a brief excerpt from the book, if we can. As you mentioned, Fresno plays a significant part in the book. I think we have an excerpt that illustrates some of that for our listeners.
Yes, this is just landscape, you know, Fresno landscape. And just to set it up, Bernie is an attorney and she's leaving the courthouse and walking back to her office. A whisper of clouds stretched across a fading lavender sky, and a light breeze offered a bit of hope from a relentless summer that had stretched into October. Fresno was famous for summers that burned like hell itself and dreary winters of dense fog that shrouded the valley in a blind mist. This was one of those rare in-between days, the type of day that must have lured those first settlers to stop and begin planting crops and building homes. Courthouse Park was a scattered patchwork of cool shade and deep shadows where gray squirrels darted across the grass and up the mottled branches of the meandering magnolias, Chinese elms, and tall pines. A constant parade of deputies in and around the courthouse made it a safe playground for the kids whose parents fought inside, battling over couches and televisions, weekend visitation and child support. Bernie quickly strolled through the park, ignoring the napping winos stretched out on the grass, past benches filled with bored civil servants, frightened jurors munching on bagels and muffins from the coffee cart that stood in the breezeway, all under a perfect sky.
Fresno-based author Tanya Nichols reading one of the opening passages from her new novel titled The Circle Game. When you published this book earlier this spring, you're still teaching classes. What was the reaction from your students that their professor had a new novel out?
My students are wonderful, and they were very excited for me. And I know I went in one day and I said, I keep having this crazy dream that my car is crashing. And they're like, it's because you have a book coming out. So I'm driving very carefully. But they were analyzing my dream for me based on the novel. And I will tell you, it's a wonderful feeling when students walk in carrying your book, asking you to sign it. You know, just they took the time and the money to order a copy and bring it to class to get a signature.
If people want to get a copy, tell us about how they can. I don't know if you have any events coming up, but tell us about how people can get a hold of you and get the book.
Okay. As far as events coming up, I will be reading at the Respite on the River on June 13th. The book, probably this week, will be available in Clovis Book Barn. It's also available on Barnes & Noble online and Amazon. and directly through the press, alternativebookpress.com.
All right. Well, we look forward to the event at the San Joaquin River Parkway, the River Center there, Respite by the River, of which this station is a media sponsor. Again, the book is called The Circle Game. It's a new novel by Fresno-based author Tanya Nichols, who joined us today. Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.